Right now at 8:40 on the ticket, we thought we'd do something that we haven't done in a long time, and that is call Ed Carter's Sports Hotline. This is one of those old-fashioned dial-in sports hotlines that we used to have back in the 80s and 90s. He still keeps his going from somewhere in East Texas. So, JR, why don't you dial Ed Carter's Sports Hotline? It's usually got an HSO or two.
Oh, yeah.
Monday, June the 2-4, in the year of our Lord, 2001, less than 20, I'm Ed Carter.
Unnecessary.
Well, let's start off talking about what I like to call the association. Old Dirk is retired now, and I, for one, am sad to see him go. Even though he is a German, and my daddy lost a finger while bombing them krauts out of their bunkers in 44.
That's
but
a weird.
Let us get back to the big German Dirk, who was a guy who didn't have a lot of talent, but he worked hard.
What?
And brought his lunch pail to work every day.
Yeah, man. Sure
mainly.
He did.
Because he didn't know that the Mavericks provided lunch for their players. He is gone, and now there is one to replace him. Thank God they got Luka.
You bet.
Because I just like watching guys like them play.
God.
Of course, I speak of foreigners. Good old Americans like Luka and Dirk are the kind of foreigners I prefer to see on the court. In women's...
He won't go there?
Mm-mm.
Crochet.
What?
In the NFL.
Ale.
I am excited as well as happy that old Jason Witten is coming back.
I bet.
Hopefully he can make up for some of that Dak's lack of leadership.
Man.
I think that if Jason plays hard, he can maybe get us to the Super Bowl despite the obvious handicaps that Dak brings us.
God.
And hell, if Jason helps win the Cowboys another Super Bowl trophy, I personally will spring for him some new hair.
I think he needs his money.
In rowing.
Yes.
He won't get there.
Major League Baseball is the thing that we must talk about. I see where the Astros is leading the Rangers in the division. Yes. And is it any coincidence that they lead and do so well when you look at that leadership they got?
Don't do it.
Here we go.
Of course, I'm speaking of the great Nolan Ryan. Nolan is a true American hero. And if the Rangers had hung on to the Ryan Express instead of that punk candy-ass John Daniels from up north, then they'd still be on top and probably would have reeled off a few titles.
Yep.
When old Nolan went special ops on Robin Ventura, I knew right then he was a man we needed to stand up to that punk John Daniels.
He wasn't even around
then.
He's
not going to let it go, is he?
Now the only thing we have to draw you out to the park in Arlington is going to be air conditioning. In the women's soccer.
Okay.
He needs a
Women's World Cup, maybe?
He needs a director or something.
But not World Cup.
Oh.
In political news.
Uh-oh.
No.
It's time for old Trump to start bombing the hell out of the Iran.
Oh, gosh.
I'm tired of us letting all these Arabians shoot down our good American drones. I think Arab is about to get a fist full of orange fury right in their turbans.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, your sports break, yeah, I'm Ed sports. Carter.
Just had to throw that.
All right, there's Ed. The opinions are his own from out there in East Texas.